Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
We've been doing a little home renovation lately. It's important to hire the right people, and we did. My friend Dave is competent and conscientious. Not all contractors are. A concrete crew was pouring cement onto a large driveway right next to a duck pond. They went for lunch and came back to find duck tracks all over the driveway. That's something you can't fix with duct tape. To repair it, you have to get up at the quack of dawn. After a painter had finished their master bedroom, a couple examined their walls. The guy had painted right over the electrical outlets and some cockroaches, large ones. They were trapped like fossils in sedimentary rock. That painter needs to brush up on his skills. Another couple had a yurt constructed in their backyard. This is a round tent traditionally used as a home by nomadic groups. The couple decided to add a fireplace. It burst into flames and burned the place to the ground. Thankfully, no one was yurt. In other true restoration happenings, a do-it-yourself gal diligently stained her hardwood floors, but left herself trapped in the middle of a large living room. I guess it was a self-imposed timeout. Elsewhere, a thoughtful but not so brilliant husband removed the front door to insert a small entrance for his wife's cat. Replacing the door, he discovered that the cat door was at the top. Here, kitty, 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 jump! Home reno shows are huge on TV, as are car restoration shows. I've watched a few, and I find myself thinking, hey, I could do that, but I can't. Recently, my friend Greg showed me an old Ford Maverick on his acreage. Take it, he said, and I was tempted. You see, a Maverick was my very first car. My dad traded a shotgun for it, and I bought it from him. Before my wife became my wife, I dated her in this old classic. It was cooler than flared pants. But the thought of restoring it was unthinkable. A bus backed into it. A lady rammed it in a parking lot, handed my brother $200, and said, "Don't tell my husband." Then she made a run for it. The car was like a giant magnet. I was working for a farmer when a guy walked over and said to me, "Is that your yellow car?" "Did you hit it?" I asked. "Yep," he said. He said other things, too, none of them repeatable. So you'll understand why my favorite restoration show of all time had them pulling an old Ford Maverick from a dusty barn. It was dinged up, mouse-infested, worthless, smelly, undesirable, and hopeless. But they ransomed it for a song and hauled it away. After decades of neglect and abuse, every inch of that rusting and ruined car enjoyed a deep clean and polish, and in time was restored to its original assembly line glory. Cool. Does the story sound familiar? Aren't you glad God doesn't give up on broken, bruised, and battered people like you and me? Those who humbly come to Him are never without hope. Throughout the Bible, we find His redemption and restoration power at work. In Isaiah 43, he tells the prophet, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." Revelation 21 says, "And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" Are you discouraged? 1 Peter 5:10 is for you. "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." We serve a redemptive God who buffs what is broken, restores what is rusted, and heals what seems hopeless. May the God of restoration bless and strengthen you today, top to bottom, bumper to bumper.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.